Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Five Rhinelander City employees Monday night presented the City Council a declaration of no confidence in City Administrator Daniel Guild. Public Works Director Tim Kingman spoke for the employees.
I had contacted with appropriate city personnel, the city administrator, due to employee complaint about him, and his supervisor, the mayor, both. The effort was resulted 2 weeks with no acknowledgement of an unacceptable behavior nor any corrective action plan. Find that to be unacceptable.
Kingman alleged Guild had become more authoritarian and allegedly failed to consult with department heads on key decisions. He says the administrator's actions allegedly have created a hostile workplace, including fear of retribution. Kingman said it was the worst working atmosphere he had seen in his 7 years in the city. Kingman's comments were made during the public input session, and several citizens came forward to express views, including Mike Mahalik.
This is not the place for petty bickering. This is not the place to exercise power plays. This is not the place to believe ignorance is bliss or an excuse. This is also not the place for political agendas. Please allow me to remind all of you that your actions here reflect on all of us.
And Gary Zardes said there were positives in Rhinelander, but the squabble could be hurting the perception.
What is our city government most visibly up to at the moment? Palace intrigue and childlike squabbling. You know that our searchable history is driving people away, potentially.
After the open session, there was a closed session, and as per an open records request this morning, the City Council went into closed session Monday evening. No action was taken during the closed session. Later in open session, Councilmember Don Rogge made a motion to suspend Guild, seconded by Tom Kelly. After discussion, the vote tied at 4-4. Voting for suspension were Rogge and Kelly, George Kirby, and Lee Emmer. Voting against the suspension were Ryan Rossling, Andrew Larson, David Holt, Steve Sauer. Mayor Chris Fredrickson broke the vote by voting no on the motion to suspend, with Rogge's motion failing 4-5. Most members of the White Lake Fire Department were out of town Sunday morning when heavy snow caused the roof of their fire station to collapse. Fire crews from Manago and Wolf River were called to help clean up the mess. White Lake officials say the trucks parked in the fire station managed to escape any serious damage, but the building itself will have to be replaced. An expected phone call from an insurance company could be coming. And while fair season is a month away, Oneida County Fair organizers are hoping the public provides them with feedback via an online survey. Fair Director Thomas Barnett explains.
We are planning for the future of the fair, and to better get a grip on what our patrons would like to see and where we actually stand in the community as far as opinions about the fair and what we can improve on, what we're doing good at. And that's why we're putting out the survey, because we're really interested in hearing what the community has to say. I think it will help our planning for future needs for our fair.
The survey can be linked through the Oneida County Fair website or Facebook pages. We also have a link at WXPR.org. The fair this year is August 1st through the 4th at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. And Wisconsin's powerful tavern lobby wants bars to hold events without liquor licenses after Governor Evers said wedding barns don't need licenses. The Tavern League of Wisconsin told members Tuesday to set up rooms or space in vacant buildings for private events. Groups holding the events could buy alcohol from the bar, which wouldn't have to follow regulations governing licensed establishments. The league wants wedding barns to obtain licenses like taverns. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel said in November private events in public spaces need liquor licenses. Conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has sued to ensure wedding barns are exempted. Evers announced Friday regulators will continue to interpret state law as not mandating licenses for wedding barns. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain sunny, but increasing clouds, a high near 42. Tonight, rain. Yep, rain after 9 p.m. and a low around 34, about a tenth of an inch. Then Wednesday, rain likely in the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 46. Wednesday night, showers, low around 37. Thursday, showers, some fog, and a chance of precipitation at 80%. And then more rain likely Thursday night, then Friday, cloudy and colder, high near 33. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.